You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey guys, it's Chris and Wendy from Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. We just wanted to give you a little shout out prior to episode 42 of Ramblings. Today in Idaho, we had a three-week stay-at-home order issued by Governor Little. And this...
Pepito.
This podcast was taped when?
Few days ago?
I think Saturday,
Something like that.
Today is what? Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. It was Saturday.
Just in terms of everybody's timeline.
Oh, we need to let everyone know also that we're going to be changing our release date.
But let me finish this.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so we're the kind of the way we deal with things is by laughing. So if you don't want to laugh or joke about the coronavirus, this may not be.
Yeah, maybe don't listen to this episode, you know.
Because we're kind of lighthearted about it. It's not nothing heavy, nothing like, we don't throw anybody under the bus. I don't think we do any kind of jokes like that.
No, we like about specific people.
Yeah, no.
No.
Just
a lighthearted episode. We're just having some fun. We bring up the coronavirus. We talk about the passing of Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there is a new version. Kenny
Rogers. You didn't want to do it. It ended up being really fun.
Yeah, it was.
No, you were like, no, don't make me.
We sang in this episode, Islands in the Stream.
Fast forward to the end if you want. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a bad suggestion.
Why?
Watch the whole thing.
We still get the minutes watched.
I think fast forward.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought we would.
No, I don't know.
Dang YouTube's it. No, watch the
smart.
Whole thing.
Yes.
And wash your hands. Come on.
Wash your damn hands.
How long has it been?
Yeah, a while.
For how long?
Probably.
Two rounds of happy birthday?
Is that what it is?
That's a long time. How long are you supposed to brush your teeth? Or no, I was thinking about staying alive.
Yeah.
Staying alive. Remember that Office?
Yeah, I remember that.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right.
What else? Anything else?
Oh, you have an announcement to make. Our release date.
Oh, yes. So we're going to be changing the date that these come out since I've started back to work full time. And so we're kind of messing
full
with it.
Full time at the psych hospital.
Yeah. And so this one will be out, well, right now while you're watching it, but Thursday. And we're going to see if Thursday is going to work with our schedule now since it has changed. And if it works, we'll stick with Thursday. If not, we'll change it up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we hope you all enjoy this episode. If
stay
you do,
safe,
hit
clean,
like,
keep
leave
your
a
distance,
comment, share
six
it,
feet.
Subscribe.
It's not that hard.
All
it
right.
It does feel weird, though, but it's not hard.
Stay tuned. Enjoy this episode.
Dude, let's go. Everyone's going the other way. I think you need to pump the brakes on tickets.
Yeah.
Are we
that was
starting?
5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Yeah, it was.
Sheesh.
Cool song.
What song is this?
My Corona.
Oh, it's a My Sharona parody.
Yeah. It's funny.
My Corona.
Can't go too long. But this is funny. One more time. Woo! Achoo! All right.
Well, hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
Tonight is a Ramblings.
Ramblings.
Yes.
Oh,
Chris Adams.
Oh, shit. What are we talking about?
And Wendy Mosier here. What?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I want to start with, we went to Bend. Let's start with some fun stuff.
Well, actually, I want to start with,
dang.
Anyone watching or listening right now, go to YouTube, hit subscribe.
Oh, yes, please.
It would really help us.
We're getting a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't subscribed. We can see that are watching our videos. So please subscribe. You'll get a little notification. If you hit the bell every time that we put something out.
That's good.
And it is wet.
It's good and wet.
Good and wet.
Yeah.
So, please go subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes, please.
And Facebook.
And we'll follow you back.
Yeah.
We're good to follow back.
Watch something. Listen to something.
Do it.
Click on something.
Please.
All right. Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing?
There. Was that last week with Mom and John?
Yeah.
It was to celebrate Mom's 77th and your 46th.
B-Day.
Birthing days.
Birthing day.
What? Yeah, I know. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Chris Adams had a B-Day.
4-6.
Yeah, so we made a video of it. A video of it.
Is it 4-6? No, yeah. It's like, no, 40. But 40, I mean, that's 4-6, but I think 46 is different.
Mm. I don't know. French, actually.
If you know, comment below.
Right here?
Yeah. Yeah. Wherever. Comment somewhere.
Yeah, we're not picky.
We're not picky. No.
So, what were you saying? Do you think we're picky?
No, we're not picky. No.
Why that beer kind of makes you burp.
Yeah, it's carbonated.
Yeah. We went to Bend. That was
Bend,
fun.
Oregon. Yeah, that was a fun trip.
John rented a house like near downtown so you could walk places if you wanted.
Craftsman style.
Yeah, it was really cool. The outside like made the house, made it so much bigger. There was a nice patio with a hot tub, which we never ended up using. I totally wanted to.
No, we didn't.
It's so hard for us to get from the house, which is warm, to, you know, halfway naked outside, which is very cold.
Well, that was why last year in Yahat, it was awesome because it was right outside of our bedroom door.
Yeah.
On the deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't very many feet. This one was wasn't that much further.
No,
still, I mean, maybe double, maybe 10 feet.
Maybe double.
Not even, probably.
Like it might have been 5 to 7.5.
Yeah. We're like,
no, probably.
It's really cold.
Yeah.
So, dang it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the place was cool. Original floors, 3 huge king size beds that were so comfy, they like enveloped you.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice beds.
Super comfy. A little bit scary basement, but whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Did you go down?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I was going to say.
Remember I fluffed up my clothing?
Oh, yeah.
Because it got a little wrinkled in the suitcase.
And I washed some stuff. What did I wash? Oh, I put the towels in. That was the only request.
Yeah.
So we were there. It was 4 of us, Mom, John, Chris, and me, and then 2 dogs. And we'd expected Donna to come, but because of
the
corona
virus.
Yeah. She didn't come.
She canceled.
Yep. She was supposed to come last Thursday. We were going to leave Saturday. Then they were going to go to the coast. All 3, Mom,
Newport.
John, and Donna. Yeah.
Yeah. That got
until
canceled.
Like Thursday this week. And so, nope, Donna didn't come. Then Mom and John decided to come home with us. So it was kind of weird.
Yeah, a little weird. They were a little bummed for part of the day.
Yeah. And it was weird. Speaking of corona, when we got to Newport, there was toilet paper. And we'd been like reading online that Boise didn't have any. We're like, we're fine. We just went to Costco. So.
Yeah.
Plus, I just don't freak out about toilet paper.
What about my recent purchase?
Oh, yeah. Chris bought a what?
I purchased a bidet online.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Even the bidets right now are kind of on back order. We're not going to get it till May.
Yeah.
So I hope we have enough toilet paper till then because of all you assholes out there buying it all up.
Yeah.
Not you guys, but other people.
Yeah, I just don't get that mentality, but it was weird. So, I mean, shopping was only in Newport Market, which was packed, but it's a really packed store. It's got like way more stuff than Whole Foods or the Co-op. It feels more crowded to me.
Yeah, it's definitely it's more stuff. Compact, but and it goes lots to the of ceiling. Stuff. Oh, oh yeah, there's God. Like people's stuff that they just make themselves, yeah. and they have just it on top awesome. Of every aisle.
Dude,
and
it's, we should I guess be it's for sale. That. You bought that coaster, so cool. It was wool.
Oh yeah, and we should.
All different colors.
Maybe we can take a picture of it and put it right here. Yeah.
Beep, beep. Here.
Right there.
I'm pretty there good at that. I can do that. Yeah.
I know. That's
it was really cool. It was hard like now. Not to overbuy. Like I kind of wanted one of everything. It's like, oh my God, you have a sack that looks like that. What did I buy? I feel like I bought something weird.
What you did you get?
A sticker that said...
It had... Bigfoot on it, and it was kind of like the Patagonia logo, but it said Squatchagonia.
Squatchagonia.
Yeah, so cool. Actually, that's still in your car.
Oh, yeah. I think I put it in the door, so for sure it doesn't get squished.
I saw it there.
I can't remember what I bought. I know I bought, like, dinner for it because we were driving home the next day.
Yeah, didn't you get, like, a little trinket, though, or so. Of some
I usually
sort?
Do. Usually a little trinket kind of remember person. Yeah. Something I can use. Because
I got that bag kind of for travel.
Oh, yeah. It says bend.
And then I got that coaster thing.
What did I do?
Oh, and I got Duchess the pocket treats.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cool.
And those are made in Sisters,
Oregon. That's like, they're I think, really right cool. next door.
So like a little packet this long.
Looks like a roll of quarters or mm-hmm. something. Yeah.
And they're just, but they're super crispy. Yeah, it's super loud when she bites them.
Yeah, they are really crispy.
She's part she likes pit bull and has a good bite.
And I wanted to get more, and I went to their website, and everything sold out on there.
Sold out.
But I found them on Instagram, so I'm going to send them a message.
Oh, nice.
Be like,
but
what's
what did
up?
I buy?
What
I
did you buy?
Something
I
other
swear
than
you
food?
Did. Yeah, didn't you?
Didn't I buy myself a little remembery?
I thought you did.
Oh yeah, I bought that towel that has a. Rabbit on it
for the table.
Yeah,
is it a towel?
I think so, like a dishcloth.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's gray and has a like a real life looking bunny on it because I have my grandma's 100-year-old table, mm-hmm. which we don't ever eat at. We actually eat more in the bedroom than anywhere else.
Yeah,
truth be told. And so I decorate it. I try and decorate it for like the season. That's my thing. What?
Yep.
So anyway, then the coronavirus kind of became a thing.
Oh, yeah.
While we were in Bend. We went to like the pod ski, which was awesome. We ate outside.
Oh, yeah. We went to the gear fix.
Oh, my God.
Where Wendy got her new vest here.
Can you read it?
Can you read it? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. This is a steal. Yeah. This is a pre-owned North Face vest.
Super yeah, the gear puffy. Fix was awesome because like Boise bucks. Has Boise Gear Collective, which is a cool store and they have a pretty really good awesome. Selection, but the Gear Fix had a big selection.
I almost went crazy there.
Like because I could have bought a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
And I just
got
a
coat for 100 for me.
Yeah. I got that
100
soft shell North Face coat.
I know.
Which I didn't need, but it was awesome, and it was a really good price, and I mean, it looked new, pretty new.
Oh, yeah, and I bought these pants, these cool pants.
Oh, yeah, some
Chris
cool.
brings them up to me and is like,
K-U-H-L.
I was like, I don't think so. Put them on. They sure do. The only thing that's kind of weird is they're pretty flared at the bottom, but... I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah, because you usually wear a tapered leg jean.
I wear a super tapered.
Super tapered.
Very tight sometimes.
Yeah.
They're stretchy in the pants. Yeah, they're tight. So, pants. Oh, Bend. Yeah, we had a great trip.
Yeah. Bend's an awesome town. Uh-huh. Even kicked around the idea
of
moving there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so, you know, who knows what'll happen.
We felt like it was an awesome place for the toasted marshmallow, honestly.
Yeah, we did get a lot of response there.
Yeah.
When we were posting stuff online from Bend, so.
And it's a super chill place. Like,
yeah.
It's like really cool.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, it's a cool town. I could see us living there.
Well, at some point, we want to be like broadcasting out of kind of a camper on the road.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
What if we, oh, geez. hold on. Let's finish talking about this first.
Okay.
What if we did that, though? We got the camper and moved there and lived in that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking at a Soul camper.
S-O-L.
And it's
amazing.
It's kind of a luxury camper, I would say. Yeah.
It's like if you're going to live in a camper, you don't suffer. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
You can like leave this big couch set up and still have a queen size bed.
Yeah.
And pull it by like a mid-size vehicle.
Yeah. So, and we'd have room to podcast in there if we wanted to.
But they're
we'd probably have to put everything away, you know,
each time. Yeah, there's $30,000.
They are $30,000 yeah. for what is an 18 footer?
I don't know. It's bigger than what we stayed in with Dad.
So we'd also have to get at least one different vehicle.
A different vehicle.
Well, I guess if we. No, we'd probably take two vehicles, I would think, to Ben. If we. Yeah,
oh,
you know, because
yeah.
we got our. Because you have work, you know, you would probably have to build the business there.
Oh, my God. You'd have to go to work.
And then they have a psych hospital there. I'm not sure if it's its own thing or if it's part of the normal hospital, like a unit on it, kind of like West Valley in Caldwell.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. so anyway,
yeah.
So yeah, kicked around that
idea.
Yeah,
it's just sometimes it's fun to just think about the what ifs. Like, what if we lived somewhere else?
Yeah.
How would we do what we do? Yeah.
And they've got breweries there. Not that I'm not a big brewery person. Yeah.
I'm not at all.
No.
Beer
I like the idea of breweries and I wanna like their beer, but I don't. I kinda just like cheap beer, unfortunately. So
right there.
Bud Light.
Hashtag Bud Light right here. Okay, I wrote some
notes.
Sorry
about that. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Let's see.
Oh, you got stuff. So what about this coronavirus though?
Here we are.
Coronas.
What about it?
The coronas.
I had on my thing, what did we do today? So we just went through Bend. That was fun.
Yeah, Bend,
anything else you want to say about that?
No, Bend was awesome. Great trip.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. We'd like to go back and we're kind of planning it.
Yeah.
Like if Mom and John want to go, we're down and we're in and we're there.
Faux
show. It was fun. We didn't even touch the surface.
No, like, no, we didn't see that much of it, no.
Mm-mm. Okay, what'd we do today? What'd we do today?
Is that a segment?
That
what'd we, yeah.
I sounded
Please
crazy.
Edit. Yeah. What'd we do today?
what did we do?
We went kayaking today.
Yeah.
Down at Discovery Park out on off of Highway 21.
We put a thing on Instagram.
Instagram,
yesterday.
Yeah. About
Instahoodle.
You did.
Yeah.
That one, yeah.
About is that crazy or is that awesome? And like 80-some%. Actually, the only person that voted it was crazy was your daughter.
Yeah, my daughter, Peyton.
Yeah, and so don't know. We didn't ask if that meant like she was worried about the coronavirus or too cold.
Yeah, yeah. So we went.
Yeah, it was really fun.
That was a long, because we had to, I had to remove the cargo basket from the rack.
Yeah.
And so I got that off. That takes some time. Then I had to install the kayak cradle things for the rack. Then I had to get the kayaks down because they were suspended to the ceiling.
And he didn't ask for help for any of it.
No, I did it all myself.
Yeah. For no apparent reason.
I'm an
really.
Independent man. That's why.
I mean, that works for me.
So, I did that. And then I had to make little tie-off points to bring the ropes down in the front anyways. God, that was over an hour.
Uh-huh.
Just to do that.
Yeah, I laid in bed for like 45 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
She so did.
Yeah. I haven't been sleeping that well. The night before, I'd been up from like 12:45 to 3.
Yeah, I have nights I sleep great and other nights it's horrible.
Yeah. And I can't pinpoint the difference, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, So today, what did we do? Kayak.
Yeah, we went kayaking at Discovery Park.
Mm-hmm. Brought Dutch or Dipper doggy do.
Yeah, we did bring Duchess.
And she's right there.
And look how much better it is without all the cords hanging down.
Yeah, it's way better.
Like, we're not worried about
her. If you haven't
her.
Seen, Chris made a video of how we straightened up the studios. Cause,
yeah, so you should go watch because it doesn't have very many views.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome. It's what? How long is it?
It's like a minute and a half or yeah, something like that. What? Yeah.
The attention span.
It's got like six views. Like, go watch it, people.
It's pretty cool. He sped
it all
up.
I'm not asking a lot. Yeah, it's like time-lapsed. And
he hung this stuff. That's our Kill Tony picture in San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the frame, though.
This one. Well, you'll see it in the...
Yeah. Watch the video.
I'm explaining, though. Can you see this one? That's
calendar.
Yes, the big gay calendar. From Kill Tony.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they called it once it didn't sell.
Oh, yeah. Not a lot of people buy calendars these days.
I'm a big proponent.
I know
of
you are.
Calendar.
You always have a calendar
I
every
love to
year.
Write on a calendar.
And you keep them all.
Uh-huh. And notes. And, I gotta have notes too. Mm-hmm. I can't just put stuff on my phone. I have to, it has to like almost hit me in the face in the morning, like a giant note. And I might even at the top of the note write Wendy, as if I don't know who the note is for.
Like you wrote it.
Wendy colon, yeah, this
did
means
I forget
you.
To send this to someone?
I know. And I have to be like,
I told
I'm
them to wash
to
my
you.
Underwear.
Yeah. So I do those at night, like write myself notes like that.
Dang.
Cray, cray.
I want one of those Jolly Ranchers, but...
It's not good for podcasting.
No, you'll hear it clinking around in my mouth and not so good.
Oh, we were going to talk... I wanted to talk about the guys in the parking lot. Because we were looking around today for those invasive species permit tags.
Oh, invasive species stickers for our kayaks because you're supposed to have
It'll
them.
It'll be illegal if you go kayaking.
Yeah, and no one had them. We went to...
Well, first we drove by accidentally.
Oh, Sportsman's...
But the car just went to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Sportsman's Warehouse. Yeah, I don't even go to that store.
No, it was weird.
And there was a line outside because they were only letting in 50 people at a time.
Yeah, because of the
And so we're like, screw it, let's go to Idaho Water Sports because we found the places that sell those stickers in Nampa.
Mm-hmm. We looked online.
Idaho Water Sports didn't have any. And then we went to that gas station out on Middleton and Iowa on the corner there. They didn't have any.
No, it's crazy.
So we sat in the parking lot and purchased them online.
Yeah.
And we just kept the email and screenshot at the sale and as proof if we got stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And these two guys next to us pulled up with river kayaks. And they went in, tried to do something, came out. We're sitting in the car, and I see the one kid like go like this. And I was like, Chris, down.
Oh, yeah, window.
Yeah, so lowered the window, and he was like, are you guys trying to get invasive species stickers?
Like, yeah. They could. That's what they were there for, too.
I was like, we did it online, dude. Or you said that.
Yeah, I said we're doing it online right now. So they were sitting there and doing it online when we left after we were all done.
Yeah.
Are you chewing gum?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sounds like you are.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yes,
just like
would.
I wouldn't have a Jolly Rancher in my mouth right now. That'd be insane.
Yeah,
am
insane
I right?
Insane in the membrane.
Oh,
jeez.
All right.
Wowzers.
I got this. Oh, I may not. I don't know where my phone just went.
Oh, jeez.
Something called
you lost
Roboxin.
Your notes.
What is that?
Roboxin, that's a medication.
I don't know why it's on my phone.
Are you addicted to Roboxin?
I've never even heard of it.
That's what they all say.
How do I get to my notes, dude?
You're not in the right place at all.
I
want
to be there.
Oh, where was I doing? Let's do this.
Oh, good idea.
And then go back into it.
I got this. Whoosh. Oh, please. No. Oh, this is Toasted Marshmallow Adventures.
Oh, go to yours.
There
you go.
That's what you have, Roboxin, in yours.
I don't have any Roboxin.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hmm. Okay.
That is your phone, though.
Guys in the parking lot. We talked about it. Corona. How are you feeling affected by the coronavirus, Chris Adams?
Not that much, really.
Do tell.
Like all the, yeah, not really. I mean, the traffic's been awesome.
Yeah, like, that has been a plus.
Like, thanks, Corona.
Like, took us back 10 years.
Yeah, probably, in traffic. Yeah, at least.
I've loved it lately.
Yeah. So
I'm more conscious about people's space for sure. I'm trying to stay in the 6 foot.
Silver linings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there was like when we went shopping at Winco the other night, there was,
that was weird.
You know, a lot of empty shelves. Yeah. We didn't always get the exact item we wanted. So like
more money.
You know, yeah. Instead of getting like the Winco mayonnaise, we had to get Kraft, and it was like, you know, almost double the price. And
we did that on a lot of things, like sour cream.
Oh, sour cream. Yeah.
We're fine with like Winco brand on a lot of things.
Yeah. And yeah, we had to get the more expensive one, and you know,
but, everything was like not the cheap one.
Yeah. Most of it was. Yeah. All the cheap stuff was gone.
We didn't get very much, and it was $166.
Oh yeah, it was, huh? Like, yeah. It wasn't a lot. No.
No.
Dang. So,
oh well,
in that case,
that's the way it goes. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, so it's affected us that way a little bit. We're more conscious. I had three clients that, because I clean houses, said they were self-quarantining, they weren't going anywhere and weren't letting anyone in. But other than that, all my clients have been amazing. So, and I'm not saying they weren't amazing, but I mean, in terms of letting me have an income, that's been awesome.
Yeah. And you know, I'm at the hospital and, you know, we're still working, even though it's a psych hospital, and we're getting screened every day when we come in.
Oh yeah.
Oh, actually anyone that comes through that front door is getting screened.
For their temperature, right?
Temperature, and they get, you know, the questionnaire, like if you've been out of the country, you've been around anyone that's known to have coronavirus. All the other entrances have been taped off, and there's signs saying you must go through the front lobby.
Mm. Yeah, so, it's been weird everywhere we go. Like today we went to that water sports store.
At a water sports, yeah.
And on the doors as you walk in says maintain a 6 foot radius. So like I am backing, I'm like way back from the counter thinking, I think I got an idea of what 6 feet is.
Yeah.
And then the employee just keeps like walking towards me. So then I'm like backing up. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to be respectful. Stop like entering the 6 foot thing.
Yeah.
Like you were the one that had the sign on the door. It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the weird thing, too, was that signs up at Winco. And I'm cool with that. I will, like, respect your space. And the only time I noticed, like, an issue with it was there was that guy in the meat section that didn't know if that was hamburger or pork because he was from a different country.
Oh, yeah.
And he said hamburger or pork, but he was, like, inches from your face. That's what I was thinking. Like, social distancing.
That's probably where I got the coronas.
Stop it. But the thing I noticed was everybody was pretty good about it, except for like when you get in line, you guys, you're like back to back to back to back, and then when you do the self checkout, you're like a foot from the person in front of you doing the same thing. So
Well, at least if you're in the regular line, you have a good chance of a cart being in between you and the person behind you.
But how about the bagging thing? How about bagging?
Oh, yeah, bagging.
You are like a foot and a half
from
the other person's face.
And if you're both in the right spot, you're breathing towards each other.
Yeah. Hashtag Corona. My Sharona. Yeah, those were my thoughts. I thought it was really freaking weird, too, when we went down the... I've been feeding this cat, and now it turns out it's these cats.
Oh, yeah, we found another one last night.
Yeah. Not scared at all.
No, eating while we're sitting outside. Yeah. Like, just eating
probably
the cat
somewhere
food.
Else.
Yeah.
Just like,
we even kind of like meowed at it and pretty much. And I think I shined my flashlight on it on my phone.
It didn't even.
And it just looked over.
Like what, all right. What up?
Yeah. It's like, whatever, you know.
Cat, this is what I do.
Yeah. Like, make sure to refill this shit when I'm done.
Right.
Pretty much what it did.
So we were trying to at Winco, and it was bare. It's like people hoarded cat food and dog food.
Yeah.
Like the apocalypse is here.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, when they run out of other food.
Dun. No. People aren't going to eat. No. No.
Would they eat dog food before they ate, like,
liver?
Other humans?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, too. You know. I mean, course. If it's like a
anything called
Donner
food
party thing.
Gets eaten before humans. Like, yeah. Any kind of food, like
okay.
Squirrel food.
All right,
anything.
All right.
Bark. Wouldn't you eat grass before you ate a person?
Probably, unless I needed some protein.
Oh my god.
You know.
Donner party of four. That's crazy. How do we get there?
I don't know. That
okay,
was
so
all
coronavirus
you.
Has gone to your head.
Gone to my head.
Maybe.
It's one of those.
Are you freaked out?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Practice personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Don't add to the hysteria
yeah.
out there.
Don't go into places and touch everything and hug everybody and
yeah.
just stay, do your life, but like tone it down a smidge.
Yeah, if you go somewhere in public and
touch
something,
things.
Wash your hands yeah. or use hand sanitizer if there's any out there. I don't know.
Yeah, every time I get in the car, I hand sanitize. So in between houses that I clean, that's the first thing I do when I get in the car.
Yeah, I've got it in my car too.
Yeah. And my clients have been amazing for the most part. My seniors are just like, we're not worried at all. My 92-year-old senior called me yesterday or today and like set up cleaning for tomorrow. And she was like, I'm 92, you know. She said, we tried to go places Friday. Everything was closed.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. People are freaking out.
Yeah,
but I mean,
yeah, 92-year-old lady. She's like, eh,
not
whatever.
Worried.
Like, bring it on, coronavirus.
Yeah. And I feel like that's where they're coming from. Like, they've seen a lot of things.
This isn't going to take them down. They've been through way worse than the coronavirus.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
anyway. Yeah. Personal hygiene.
Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah.
Good going.
It's just teaching some people to wash their hands.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many times in a public restroom I see a male walk out without washing their hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they'll just go after that and touch some produce or something. Like, make sure
Stop
you wash
it.
Your produce,
Stop
people.
It. Oh.
It's got ball schmegma on it.
Oh, my God. We don't have to hashtag that, do we?
Ball schmegma?
I don't want to.
I don't know.
No,
depends.
I'm not doing it.
I'll have to see. I'll have to search the hashtag.
No.
Speaking of that, Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
Passed away at 81.
Should we do a little Islands in the Stream?
Oh, no.
I'll pull it up.
No.
Why not?
Don't make me.
Just in memory.
We're singing along to it or just playing it?
No, singing along to it.
Oh.
Like we do.
Again.
We're good at it. Okay, keep talking. You had stuff to say about Kenny.
Oh, Kenny Rogers, yeah, he passed away. It said from natural causes.
But he had hospice coming in.
Yeah, yeah. But he still died of natural causes.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't a giant surprise to his family.
No, he was
ill.
I think ill or, you know, just not well, which is probably the same thing.
Not well and ill.
Yeah.
Yep, I think they're pretty close.
Pretty much, yeah. And so, yeah, and then I remember we did that rendition of Islands in the Stream a few years ago.
Sorry.
Sheesh. We interrupt this podcast. Oh, God. No.
To you, Kenny.
Maybe when I met
you, there was peace unknown.
Oh.
I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside.
There was something going on. I didn't fast forward it.
No.
Dang it.
Something to me that I can't explain.
Sing along.
Home.
Hold me
I am
closer
okay.
And I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart.
We got something going on. Tender love is blind.
It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together.
Ah.
Maybe
making love with each other. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how could we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. When we rely on each other, from one lover to another,
Oh my god!
Oh gosh!
Terrible.
That was horrible. Yeah,
but stop.
Horrible, but great, all in the same way.
All right,
time.
We've gone 31 minutes, Chris Adams. I'm feeling like we should call it off, but we just wanted to like provide some fun.
Yeah, in the midst of
your coronavirus, make sure you get outside, breathe some fresh air,
quarantining. Yeah,
yeah. Try and make it light. Keep it light. Have a good time with whatever you're doing. Don't get so bogged down and serious and depressed.
Yeah. Oh, show.
Right?
Yeah.
Keep it light.
Yep. All right. I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. #GetToasted.
Stay toasted.